House Speaker Paul Ryan today said he's still endorsing the Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump, even though Trump said he's not ready to endorse Ryan, who faces a primary next week. But Ryan called Trump's comments on the Khan family beyond the pale. Meanwhile, Trump's team insists the campaign is on track. Here's his campaign manager, Paul Manafort, speaking on Good Morning America today.
The support for Mr. Trump is there. The campaign messages are worked out. The themes of this campaign are settled.
But a number of prominent Republicans are distancing themselves from Trump. Matt Mikowiak is a GOP strategist who's been arguing in favor of getting Trump off the ballot. He joins us now from Austin. And Matt, I want to start with some tweets that you sent yesterday. The last one said, the GOP has a drunk driver at the wheel chugging vodka, and he's got other people's children in the car. He must be stopped. What is it that got you to that point with Donald Trump?
Yeah, I mean, in a way, the outrageous things he's said and done for the last year probably should have brought all of us to this point. But the stakes in the primary were a lot lower than they are now. He's now the nominee. We're in the general election. We're 95 days or so from November 8th. And so the stakes couldn't be higher. For me, I found his comments to the Gold Star family totally unacceptable. When you add on top of that the fact that he's now doing intentional damage to our candidates as the GOP nominee by playing games in Paul Ryan's primary, by not endorsing John McCain, our previous nominee, by not supporting Kelly Ayotte, who's in the single most competitive U.S. Senate race in New Hampshire this year. Our party has no responsibility to a candidate that's doing intentional damage to our candidates down ballot. And so, you know, what I tried to detail yesterday is an approach that might be able to convince him to drop out, because you really can't remove him from the ballot. There's some flexibility in the RNC rules, but it would take an extraordinary circumstance for the RNC, the 167 members of the Republican National Committee, to take that kind of step. At this point, I think the better approach is to convince him it's in his best interest to withdraw his name from the ballot.
But wouldn't it take an extraordinary circumstance to convince Donald Trump, who's just gone through this entire process and made it to this point, that it's in his interest to drop out of the race?
Yeah, look, I'm not sitting here saying this is a guaranteed outcome. I think it's worth pursuing, and I actually think there is a chance of doing it. Look, what Donald Trump doesn't want to be is he doesn't want to be a loser. You know, just today, you had three disastrous battleground state polls come out in Michigan, New Hampshire, and Pennsylvania. He's down 15 points in New Hampshire, a state that he won, you know, in the primary. If you can convince him that he is on a glide path that is going to lead to a loss, he can go back to business, and his brand has doubled or tripled in value over the last year. All the people that have learned about his golf courses, his hotels, have come to like him. He has millions of fans now that are brand new, and so I think what's clear is he does not want to be embarrassed. And losing to the Clintons, perhaps in a historic fashion, would be embarrassing to him personally. And this is what I think is most important. It would be embarrassing to the children. And the way their father is acting right now, it's doing tremendous damage to them as well.
So let's just play this out, even though you admit that it's unlikely that he would decide to drop out. But let's play this out. Who becomes the nominee and how?
So the 167-member RNC could either call a new convention or, more likely, vote remotely, either, you know, by phone or by proxy or something like that. You know, look, we're in uncharted territory here, okay? I mean, I have to admit that up front. And time is of the essence. You know, North Carolina, for example, their ballot deadline to withdraw your name is August 5th, okay? That's tomorrow. Trump's campaign right now is they have a very narrow path to victory, where if they win all the Romney states, which includes North Carolina, they then have to win Ohio, Florida, and Pennsylvania. So in a way, starting tomorrow, it's almost too late. They can't afford to lose North Carolina. But with that, you know, you do have ballot deadlines the rest of the month. And so from my standpoint, it has to happen by August 26th. That's when Texas's ballot deadline occurs. Republican nominee cannot afford to lose Texas to the Democrat and still have a chance to win. So I think we've got 5 to 7 days here. This is part of why I think this intervention is happening. With the RNC chairman, with Newt Gingrich, with Rudy Giuliani, you know, they're not going to try to get him to quit, but they're going to say, look, that's a realistic option. You know, they're going to talk about changing tone and hiring new people, but that's not the problem. The problem is Trump. At 70 years old, you do not change who you are. He has shown he has no self-control, a very limited vision for the future of the country. And the chances of him keeping this race competitive on the current trajectory are very, very, very low.
What do you say to people, though, who look at all this and say, the polls are wrong. Trump has clearly tapped into something around the country. He's got this base of support that's not your usual right and left, that he's found something and that, in fact, he will do much better than everybody's saying that he's going to do.
There's a couple problems with that. First of all, Trump's image is the worst of any candidate for president in my lifetime. He is upside down, viewed more negatively than positively by a large majority of the public. If he were not the nominee, we would be saying the same thing about Hillary Clinton. We've chosen probably the two least popular individuals in the country to run for president this year. Keep in mind, Mitt Romney got 60 million votes 4 years ago. That was the most votes that anyone has ever gotten in the history of the country, except Barack Obama 4 years ago. And Romney still lost by 5 million votes. So Trump has got to go out and get, you know, 65, 70, 75 million votes to win this election. He got 13 million in the primary. Where does he get that extra 60 million votes? That's a question that they can't answer, and his numbers make it impossible right now.
That's GOP strategist Matt Mikowiak, president of Potomac Strategy Group. Matt, thanks so much.
My pleasure.